just trying to tell you how I feel.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? I can feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer.
Old school, I like.
Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a giver, not a taker.
Who's what I need? Just cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, I mean exhale, on exes. Baby, 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 would you?
Could you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it.
Ooh, when I see the sun rise in you, make it that much better. So I'm hope you're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it.
The night.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your
moonlight. I need to
let me have the time of my life.
Check your credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be.
Baby, would you?
Baby, would you?
Would you make it all right?
Would you make it all right?
Make it that much better.
Maybe that much
you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it,
worth it, worth it.
If you wanted to,
when I see the sun rise, you make it that much better.
So I'm hope you're gonna make it all worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it.
Ooh,
worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it.
Sipping on Chardonnay 2016, babe. Something like a dream, babe. Somehow I'm so captured by you. I'm rearranging all of my plans and I'm holding my breath.
As I hope you make it worth it. Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all worth it.
Worth it, worth it, worth it.
Good afternoon, Burlington, Vermont. You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. The time is now 5:03, and we're going to get into some news and weather before we start our show today. One second. The weather app likes to not load. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it was 72 degrees today to start us off, which I really wasn't expecting for this time of year, usually. I mean, no, last year, it was like, it got kind of warm, but there is, like, tomorrow, we're going to see a high of 77, almost 80 degrees. So, for those who like the summer weather, I'm sure you're excited. For those of you who were getting excited for that cold winter air, you're going to be happy this weekend, because it's going to get into, like, right after Wednesday, it's going to start dropping down to a high of 50, like high 50s, and then on Sunday, a high of 46. So it's going to get cooler as we go into the later half of the week, but today the sun is setting at 5:57, so it's officially not making it to 6 p.m., and I believe fall back is very soon. So I'll update you when I know about that, but get ready for that. For some news, we're going to the Cynic to hear a little bit about what they've been covering. First up, UVM has announced that it'll be relocating its commencement ceremonies to the Champlain Valley Expedition starting in 2025. The new plan includes on-campus events on the Friday of commencement weekend, with individual college ceremonies taking place at the Expo on Saturday and Sunday. There will no longer be a main ceremony, aiming for more consistent experience across different colleges. The Expo's air-conditioned spaces address health and safety concerns related to heat, While some students have expressed concerns about moving away from the campus setting, others appreciate the potential for a more unified celebration. UVM is seeking feedback from the community as it works to finalize these new changes. Because again, this will be starting in 2025, so in this coming commencement in the spring. In other news, on October 15th, the university held a faculty listening session in the Waterman Memorial Lounge to gather input for the search for its new president. This was one of four hosted by the executive search firm Miller, which aims to identify candidates, which will present finalists in early 2025. Faculty expressed concerns about diversity among candidates and the state of the university's infrastructure as it seeks R1 status. Participants were encouraged to share their opinions through a community input survey for those unable to attend. In thinking about voting, remembering how to vote, especially for students who are like on campus voting for the first time. I know this is my first election I'm able to vote in because I am 19 and I wasn't able to vote in the last presidential election, and trying to figure out all those, like, how do I mail in my ballot? All of those things, the Cynic has you covered. They have a guide of how to vote while in college up on their website as well. So I'd definitely be sure to check that out. And that is all I have for you. Right now we're going to start getting into some music. Our first song up is Last Light by Danny Paul Grody. And I also have a special tribute song, which you'll hear right after that, and I'll talk a little bit about that in the next break. But thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so ready to start the show. I am DJ B, and this is The Charm.
Thank you. Who's gonna be the first one to start the fight? Who's gonna be the first one to fall asleep at night?
Who's gonna be the last one to dry away? Who's gonna be the last one to forget this place?
We keep taking turns.
I don't know why.
That was a new one by Habibi, I believe. There's two B.I.s in there. I think I'm right. I added that one at the last minute because I realized I needed one more new music song. Because I was a little underprepared today, and that's okay. It happens to the best of us. Right ahead of that was What's True by Sweet 93. We heard The Old Adam by Bells on Trike. We had a little One Direction tribute with Spaces by One Direction, which hasn't charted for anyone listening. We can't play charted music on here. And should I play One Direction? That's debatable, but out of any week to do that, I thought this week was a good week, considering everything in life. And starting us off was Last Light by Danny Paul Grody. We're hearing a new one next by Lost Mary called Dog Flowers. Another one off the album by Liana Flores, Flower of the Soul, which is I Wish for the Rain, which is one I haven't played on here yet, but I've been playing a lot of that album for the new music because I've been really loving it. Then just some other kind of oldies that I've picked out for the rest of my, like, half hour that I have with you today. Let's jump right into it. This is Dog Flowers by Lost Mary.
And all the dogwood flowers are burning in the morning right before your eyes. The dew licks all the cuts on your feet as you run through thistle and rye. And who could afford a kiss when you're loving like this? Caught a cold at the wrong time. Got something to confess, but your God has to rest. The choir left late last night. Another dream by the pond where you sing, oh love divine, reveals something that is real, stronger than steel.
Your presence lingers on. Tears upon the pillow where you lay. My coffee's getting colder while I wonder where you've gone. Better off alone than bear a fool in the rain.
You just turn away. You ask.
That was You Keep Holding Back on Love by Carletta Sue and Shoestring. Right ahead of that, we heard Phases of Time by Joe Jamma. We heard I Wish for the Rain by Liana Flores. And starting us off was Dogwood Flowers by Lost Mary. Up next is a new little cover that Claro did of a Margot Grand song called Love Songs. And it's really amazing, so I'm gonna play it. And then we've just, yeah, kind of on a similar vibe that we've been got going on the past few songs, just some old stuff that I found throughout the week. But we only have like 15 minutes left, so it's probably the last you'll hear from me until then. So enjoy, and I'll see ya in a second.
Stop. Speaking of the green grass, well, it's just like the man said.
It's not always greener, darling, on the other side. She loved me through the times. I came late, walking through the door, and through all the things I said I wouldn't do anymore. But if you only knew what it's all about, there's a lesson that I've learned. Sometimes, sometimes it makes me shout. With you, I spent my time, yeah, with Melinda, Renee, and Sue, and I had no time, no time for loving you. Now that little girl, just about all any woman could stand. But if she only said that she loved me, I think I would grow up and be a man. And I don't need Melinda, Renee, or Sue.
And that was When the Feeling Hits You by Paul Clark and Magic Touch. We heard Key to Our Love by Lorena Lavallis, I Want to Be Together by L. Anthony, and starting us off was Clara's cover of Love Songs. That's all I have for today, but I do have a few very important announcements before I let you go. First off, on Exposure This Week, which is our live local music show that we do here every Wednesday from 4 to 6, not 4 to 6, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, we are having Moondogs here in the station. I'm super excited. They're so great. And we also have a special little live performance from 11 to 12 this Friday, 10:25. We're having Beachfly live in the studio for a little mini exposure. So they're going to play a few songs. We're going to interview them a little bit because they have a show that night. So just interviewing them before their show so they can come on. Y'all can all hear them, maybe go to the show if you're really liking them and want to hear more. I also have a very special announcement about just what's going on in the station here today. So here we go. Do you want to show a little extra love this crisp fall and support your local nonprofit college radio station? If so, don't turn that dial. We're here to tell you that our Fall Pledge Drive 2024 is on. I didn't read that right. But it's happening from October 20th, which is yesterday, through November 3rd. We're asking you, our dear listeners, to please help us. The station needs your help so that we can ensure we can produce awesome programming for as long as we're able to and beyond. Your support helps keep our vinyl collection fresh and organized, our turntables spinning, and our radio waves beaming. Even a small donation keeps us groovy and rocking along. And if you donate right now, we have a generous dollar-for-dollar match from the Broccoli Bar for up to $500, located right here in the Davis Student Center on campus. Broccoli Bar is one of the tastiest spots for all your broccoli-related needs. We're so grateful for their support and our goal, and definitely go check out the Broccoli Bar. I ate there every week with me and my current roommate, Natalie. We had so much broccoli and we still love it. And they also had a little pop-up the other day at Redstone Dining and it was awesome. So I highly recommend the Broccoli Bar. And if you donate right now, they'll match your donation up to $500. To donate, go to either our website, wruv.org, or click on our donation page. There's a typo there, but it's our donation page. It's right on our Instagram. It's linked in our link tree. So go to our Instagram at WRUV and click the link in the bio, and it'll bring you to our donation page. We thank you in advance for your donation and look forward to bettering WRUV. And as always, thank you for tuning in to your music loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That is all I have for you today. I'm so glad that you joined me. I also have had Jack doing his homework in the studio if he wants to say hello, if he's feeling like it.
I think I'm close enough to the mic, so I'm going to say hi.
You were. Good job.
Thank you.
keeping me company, but we're very glad that you tuned in. This was a very last-minute put-together show, but I think it all works out in the end, and I think that's the beauty of life, and that is the charm of life, and that's the charm. Aw, how sweet, because my show's the charm. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Again, I'm DJ B. This has been The Charm. I'm here every Monday from 5 to 6, except not next Monday, because I'll be at Claro in Boston, and I'm very excited, because Silas Phoebe Lou is opening. So other than that, I'll be here 5 to 6 p.m. on Mondays. On Wednesday, we have Exposure. Friday, we have another little Exposure thing. Tune in. Keep tuning in. And that's all I have. See ya later.